ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
elaborate purpose is this. But at the onset of creation, and especially for the human being, is begotten as the sons of Maharaj Swayambhu and Shatrupa. The purpose of describing the genealogy in Srimad Bhagavatam takes a little precedence and for an important purpose to describe who are the pure devotees in this, who are the incarnations of the Lord. Otherwise, what is the use to describe? In other words, in modern times, even though people are so much inclined for dynasty, and in India especially, or in the royal blood elsewhere also, the genealogy, let's for example, the Queen in England, you know, and some kingdoms in Europe also, still inclined to get into the reality, the real blood, inheritance, and there are so many things. In Kali Yuga, of course, nothing works, but these descriptions are of utmost priority, and pages and pages of Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with this description. One devotee in New York, he put up a huge wall chart of this genealogy, starting from Swayambhu Manu. And it contained almost over 2,000 names. And some activity of this dynasty, I mean, descendants in the dynasty, have been described. So you can imagine how many pages must have been filled with But regardless, if Srimad Bhagavatam gives importance to this description, there must be some transcendental nature, the purpose and identity in the description is. So it should be revealed. The purpose of describing the dynasty should be transcendental in nature. Otherwise, why should it have importance in Srimad Bhagavatam? What we see here, that descendants of this Abhishadeva will be in your endless. Abhishadeva was empowered incarnation, partial presentation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who showed a way of austerity. The importance of this austerity is to always remain in a purified state of existence. Rishabhdev was able to tell his own sons that no father instructs. Generally, in the bodily conception of life, where do we get such instruction? Because even the parents are ignorant, so naturally their children will be also ignorant. But Rishabhdev taught, as a father, the first and foremost obligation of taking a human birth is to know the self distinct from the body and the purpose of the life is to get to the Brahma Sukhatvanantam, the happiness found in the transcendental life. Brahma Sukha. So it's తపోదీప్యం తప్పకాయన శుద్ధే తస్మాత్ బ్రహ్మ సౌఖ్యం ప్రాంతం. మై డియర్ బాయ్స్, we are not this bodies, neither we are the bogies of the body. Bogies means danger of the bodies. Nayande, yes, we are not this body. But Deha Bhajan, Deha Bhaji means one who wants to simply enjoy the bodies and bodily impulses. It says, Kastankarma Arhate Virbhujan. The karma, you know, human beings have to go through so much trouble to fulfill their karma, the desire, especially sex life. You have to go through so much. But arhate virbhujani, they are easily enjoyable by the stupid hogs and dogs. So, what an gulf of difference is for him being, as they describe. So, better tapodivya. You should perform the austerity for attaining the divine qualities. By achieving the divinity, Shuddhe Paspar Brahma Sokya, we get purified, but not only that, by such purification and divine qualities develop, you will be able to enjoy Brahma Sukha Ananta. Unlimited Brahma Sukha. It doesn't mean Brahma Sayuja is giving Ananta Sukha. No. One may think that, oh, if I merge into the Brahman existence, I'll be the happiest person. But nine yogendras, they elaborately describe the purpose of the Brahman side, the ultimate that you become harmonized with the absolute truth, which is divine, and by service. So in each and every descendant of the Rishabhdeva, further now, that there will be an exalted personality in devotional service to Lord Krishna. Such descriptions are very, very important to uphold the dharma. In the beginning, there were not these mayavadis, there were impersonalists there, but mayavadis were not there. Mayavadis are recent manufacturing. After Shankaracharya, Mayavad started, and it's hardly about 800 years. But it took the world into grief of such ignorance that so much proliferation in the religious system became that the whole world is engulfed in Mayavad. Prabhupada said that. Mayavad is such bewildering. You can imagine the potency of Adi Shankara, Lord Shiva, in deluding the humanity. Is somehow or other, just believer, remain believer, and enjoy the material world simultaneously. So under that pretense of, instead of Brahma Sukha, the pretentious happiness will come, and even the big religions, the Christianity is so much into the Mayavad philosophy. that they want to convert anybody and everybody to make them happy in this life by giving material assets. That's why there are so many conversions. But similarly, competitiveness of Islam is also, but there is also so much matter. Nothing is found in the pure state. Interpretation, interpolation, and that. It is virtually, we see that they in Kali Yuga there will be no dynasties. Dynasties are in decline. There are rudimentary dynasties, in India, all the kings became bearers of their private purses. Indira Gandhi took over. So no royalty or descendancy. Monarchism is not there. England also has the same thing, maybe a little later. So many countries are still putting queen's head on their bills and notes, But what is the value? As soon as she died, I think the place will be all erased. We don't see the reality. But the reality and the purpose, if we remember, the other instruction of Rishabhdev is also pertaining to not becoming a guru or a king or a parent if we are not able to save the dependent from the clutches of death. Guru na sasya, svajana na sasya, raja na sasya, jana na sasya, pita na sasya, yadya pina moche, samupetya murtya. Samupetya murtya. The evident danger of death, if we are not able to save our dependent from the evident danger of death, then one should not become so-called caretaker. Previously, like Rishabhdev, they were commanding the children. And who can command the children? The grown-up children, especially. Who can command the children? We see, even King Yayati was commanding children. But they were grown-up. He wanted to exchange their youth for his old age. There was a command. But Rishabhdev on the Satya Yuga, in Kali Yuga, Yayati was there. And Yayati did not get good response from all the children except one that was Puru, who was the Roshan. So we understand that the royalty was commanded by necessity to keep the glory of the heritage of the blood. Because after they are representative of Krishna. It's called Naradeva. Naradeva. The king is called Naradeva. He should be worshipped as good as God. But he is the representative of God. The Raja Shri, Naradeva. These are the titles that they will be. You heard the recent happenings in Nepal. They were just from the Maoist government, dethroned the king. But they were not Naradevas. So it's not the most perfect, but it's Mayavad that is affected. Mayavad is disguise of ignorance under so-called knowledge. But knowledge is so mixed up, like a kitchen, and cannot find out anything. The idea is that the importance of dynasty has been described. Otherwise, what is the use to describe if there is no representative more? But regardless, pure devotional service is something else, and that is going to work with the Kaliyuga against Maya. Against Maya. We are not supposed to associate with Maya. But simultaneously, if a Mayavadi gets association of a pure devotee, then his life will be saved. That is also true. So, there are so many situations are arising in the Kali Yuga in the terms of getting pure devotion. That it is Krishna's blessings, direct blessings. After Shankara, Ramanuja was the staunch enemy of Maya. What potency he has shown to establish the Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada is the real staunch enemy of today. Only these two institutions, Ramananda's Sampradaya and ISKCON, they are going parallel in that direction. And Srila Prabhupada took up a very good bold step to eradicate Mayavada by introducing Krishna conscious philosophy. So, in previous cantos, the dynasties are very well described. And Prabhupada showed each dynasty has particular significance and representative role. So there is nothing like a boring reading matter. Oh, what do I know? Why do I have to have these names or that name? Because it is our lineage. It is our lineage. At least the lineage in Vedic is more important because it's the cradle of civilization. So it has to be brought forward. Maharaj Priyavrata, he had two sons, Uttanapada was the father of Guru Maharaj. And these dynasties are also important, because under the descendant, then many others came who were doing a lot of austerities. For example, Maharaj Prithu was also coming in that line. Like Dhruv Maharaj, Uttanapada and Dhruv Maharaj. Then Prachin Parishra was there. Prachin Parishra is also another name of Parishra. But he had 10 sons who became Prachetas. The father became so much absorbed in performing ritualistic activities like fire sacrifices and even pashu homas, right? And even though he was king, he was performing all these rituals. He was promoting rituals activities. But Narada Muni had to come and put him on the right track. But his sons, the ten sons practically, when they were commanded by the father, okay, now you become Prajapatis. It's not then okay and get married and start behaving. No. To become Prajapati, they understood such a heavy activity in there that all of the ten went to do austerity, perform austerity. To become Prajapati, do you require austerity? So you can imagine from that point onwards, and if we compare the so-called beginning, the cats and dogs, the program, what is the goal for business? In Kali Yuga, they simply want to get cats and dogs. But when they are supposed to be Prajapati, so much is required to become austere that they went in the water where Lord Shiva was coming. And Shiva appreciates. Lord Shiva said, "Oh, I know who you are and where are you going. I will give you all the benedictions. And you have to worship the Supreme Lord. I will give you all the mantras. Take it. I'm very happy. You will be successful." The Prajapatis, they were the Prajapatis. And they performed such heavy austerity to beget varieties of life on this earth. So, it is having some significance to understand the inherent order of the Lord is in heaven. Even we see why this material world has been created. This material world has been created to populate with all the living entities who became rebellious against the Lord's desire. Well, they have to be given space. So therefore, Brahma is also asking for the same reason, the energy to create. Brahma is asking creative potency from the Lord, that my dear Lord, I want to do your work. You have already created. Now, the living entities are to be given. So, the first living entity, Brahma, has to take up the task. What a risky business. And what did he do first? He went to do austerity. For 100 celestial years, he performed the austerity in order to become ready. The Kali Yuga and the Mayavad have destroyed all this. See, the purpose of even all the doctrines of religions, mental religions, how much they have been polluted in different aspects than this one and one important aspect. So, in Krishna consciousness, we are reminded that even within this dynasty, there is the purpose to reveal the divinity and the divine nature of those descendants in the dynasty, and they should be appreciated that they are the ones who are carrying forward and simultaneously fulfilling the purpose of increasing the population. While in Kali Yuga they are trying to decrease the population by extermination or restricting by whatever the means, can glorify us. Because their sanctification is in jeopardy. They have to share the wealth. There is another pretense in spreading Christianity. They want to share their wealth by making him a brother in Christianity. So this is called conversion. Want to share the wealth because they think they have abundance, so they can give and increase the their number in the faith. So the Muslims are also they provide and they share the wealth. Most of the Middle East petroleum wealth is being shared, even in America, to convert them into Muslim, and they are being converted. They say Muslim religion is the fastest religion growing in America. So it is not that they are violent people. It is not something that they want to create. They say, see, otherwise why should we be created? But people are the various things. They do not know the purpose to please the Lord. There is no devotional or divine flavor in their religion. It is subordinate or it is obscure. It doesn't come out. So here we are reminded something of the most important function by reading this dynasty. It is not a blunt statement, you know, that, oh, this guy, we got that guy, and that guy, and third, we got that guy, and this way. But these are all exalted personalities, and exaltation is dependent on the cultivation of divinity, to carry out the order of the world. It is also said that when a human being is endowed the same creative potency to increase the progeny, that the first and foremost obligation was to an ideal rasalaya being, that he has to dedicate himself to the will of the Lord. And he has to progressively develop that through the bona fide guru. He has to be conversant all the time about the progressive aspect. Progressive means he is going to make his family expanded, that is also a progress. He will be earning for maintaining that is also the progress. He will be also becoming knowledgeable and by experience, everything is progressing. But unless and until one has the central point of understanding that it is a God-given duty, then it will become progress, it will become meaningful, otherwise not. So in this way, we come to such an understanding that reading about the dynasties, we always look for a particular character that become our hero, that we can follow, that becomes an ideal. Such devotees are, you know, very rare. So, why otherwise only exalted personalities were there before the, in the beginning of the creation? Srimad Bhagavatam describes the modern day heroes also. Just like Chanakya, Chandragupta, they will be coming and they will be inherited. It describes that they will be influenced by Buddhism too. So, you can see. But Adi Shankara, you know, he's taking so much risk to establish the Vedic authority by spreading Maya. But he had no intention to spread the Maya. He gave enough instruction, like Vajra-Govinda, to his disciples. But his disciples edited each verse, and it has a diluted meaning to original 12 verses that Adi Shankara gave. It's called Dvadasa Panjarika Stotra. Dvadasa means 12 verses are there. But each of the Shankaracharya's disciples that came subsequently added a verse or two, verse or two. Now you find about 23 verses. And these verses have a completely and deviated opinion than Adi Shankara. They became obsessed by Maya. So, anyway, the Mayavada has been destroyed. The Mayavada is an agent of Kali. It's an agent of Kali. So under the pretense of a religion, it is permeated everywhere, in every corner. Kali is very clever where to go. He can corrupt even religion. So we see Srila Prabhupada is a staunch enemy of Mayavada. We kick on the face. Kick on the face. I mean, what an importance of spirituality, because there is no purpose. I'm trying to put up a background, so hopefully we can get a little bit of purpose from this kind of important verses. This is the genealogy spoken by Narada Muni to Vasudeva, and he's trying to remind something of him, because Vasudeva was very keen to ask him certain questions. So let's see. Vasudeva is telling that, my dear Lord, you are always true to your vow. Please instruct me clearly so that by your mercy I may easily free myself from the material existence, which is full of many dangers and keep us constantly bound in fear. Sukadeva Goswami interjects and tells, O King, Devarshi Narada was pleased by questions of highly intelligent Vasudeva because they suggested the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They reminded Narada of Lord Krishna. Thus, Narada replied to Vasudeva as follows. And Narada Muni is describing that how the pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord is rendered, and it is so potent that simply by hearing such glorification of the Supreme Personality of unparalleled activities, they infuse the potency in the heart of the hearer. Just to explain the devotional service of the Lord, sages have related ancient history of conversation between the great soul of King Deva and sons of Rishabha. Rishabhdis.
Or sons.
So, Nidhi Maharaj was the king of Vidhi at that time. But just to really start the genealogy from Manu, Swayambhu Manu, today's verse, that Rishabhdev has been do you want me to read at least up to where there is no purport? So, otherwise, tomorrow we will have to repeat. Text number 16. Sri Rishabhdeva is accepted as an expansion of the Supreme Lord Vasudeva. He incarnated in this world to propagate those religious principles that lead living entities to ultimate liberation. He had 100 sons, all perfected Vedic knowledge. Of the 100 sons of Rishabhdev, the eldest Bharat was completely devoted to Lord Narayan. It is because of Bharata's fame that this planet is now celebrated as the great Bharat Varsha. King Bharat rejected his material world, considered all types of material pleasure temporary and useless. Leaving his beautiful young wife and family, he worshipped Lord Hari by severe austerities and attained the abode of the Lord after 3 lifetimes. You know the 3 lifetimes of Bharat Maharaj. Second life was a deer and third as Jada Bharat. Okay. And there is a complete narration of the 3 lives of Bharat as king, as deer, and the exalted Paramahamsa devotee of the Lord is given in the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's already in Delhi. Then also, the 9 of the remaining sons of Rishabhdev became the rulers of the 9 islands of Bharatavarsha. And they exercised complete sovereignty over this planet. 81 sons became twice born Brahmanas and helped initiate the ritual of protein sacrifices in Kalyana. So, 9 reapers of 9 islands ruled by the 9 sons of Rishabhdev are 9 worshippers, Jambal Reaper, namely Bharat, Kinnar, Havi, Guru, Hiramaya, Ramya, Ilavarta, and Bhadrashva, and Ketumar. Then, okay, the remaining 9 sons, that will be the talk in the beginning, and this 9 sons will be celebrated as 9 Yogendras. And they are very exalted in instructing Nidhi Maharaj. So that's the full story. But this is the general narration how the descendants of Rishabhdev and their teaching is sort of old. So, if anybody has any question?
Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj has to take another birth. 3 births he has to take?
Yeah.
But you said that he just became a very good devotee.
Yes, but he was attached at the time of death to a little deer. And he remembered. So, one has to protect the devotional service so carefully. Only by undivided devotional service can I be known as I am. Bharat Maharaj could not put the undivided devotional service, his devotional service to be divided. Anandya Bhakti. not to the beer. Why should do the beer? To become at peace with the body means you will require another body. Not this body will be capable to go. A slight deviation by the body requires another body. You can seek slight deviation or indirect affiliation of the body. Even Parvati, I mean Uma, before she was Parvati, Uma had to give up her body because she thought that her father, Daksha, is an offender of Shiva. So the body she received from her father is also an offender. Because it deviated her from her service to the Supreme Personality of God. And whose representation was Lord Shiva. The transformed. She did not agree with Lord Shiva. And see how much pride she has to give up the body and then she will be liberated. Lord Brahma did too. Even though he is the creator, he created Vak, a beautiful daughter. He got enticed by her beauty and ran after her in the onset of creation, but to speak. But this is not in this meaning, previously. Maitri Muni is describing that we have heard that in previous millennia this thing happened and Brahma had to be chastised. Brahma had to be chastised by Kumaras and other his sons whom he mentally conceived. So this was the wrong thing. So he said, well, I defiled my body. So Brahma chose to quit that body. And then there was a suspended period till Brahma was given another body by the Lord. So in this way, things happen. So, Jagannatha was horrified because he remembered even in the dear body that is the spirit soul subservient to the Lord, but he could not express the devotional service to the Lord in the dear body. So therefore he was given an appropriate body to express pure devotion. Again, so he took birth as a son of a Brahmin, right? But he decided to become the deaf and dumb. So he was acting like that. And he tolerated all the abuse and insults of his brothers after his father passed away. And somehow he was saved by his human colleague. And when an opportune moment came, he instructed Rahavana, King Rahavana, who became his disciple. He showed the path. So even in the liberated state, that he thought not to open my mouth, just play deaf and dumb so that people will be going. What an austere thing. Even though a person who is knowing how to speak, he listens everything, but he doesn't want to employ his two senses in materialistic activity. So in this way, in the third life, he had to pass. Then he gave up, he went back home to God. It's like this, right? Anything else?
So, given the statement that before Shankaracharya, there were no Maya bodies. But we can't consider that demons like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu as the Maya bodies who proclaim themselves to be the
Lord. No, they were envious Rakshasas. They don't have a philosophy except to usurp others' property, including their wives. They are envious people. He was the born in Brahman family. He was worshipper of Lord Shiva to destroy the Vedic prince. He was so much popular. What kind of knowledge he has? That Vedic knowledge doesn't allow us to surrender to the Supreme Lord. Is atheism, staunch atheistness, staunch atheism.
As you said, Prabhupada always was against Mayavadi because he was profiling me. Mahaprabhu, you see, Mayavadi Sunil Hoysar Nash.
Right? It is for the and devotees to protect themselves, not to come under the influence of Mayavadi. You know, because that's a deep down enviousness. Against Lord Krishna. It's a way to associate. Generally they take support of impersonalism to air their view. But behind the impersonalism, they have some ulterior motive.
Envy.
Yeah, they want to become God. And honest impersonalist is an authorized person. Alright? He doesn't want to become God, but he wants to annihilate himself by merging into Brahma. So Brahma Sukha is, you know, their goal. But the Mayavadis want to go beyond that. And they want to kill the personality and become God. So they may tell you, okay, I'm inviting Lord Krishna tomorrow. Okay, I'll become Krishna tomorrow. I'm inviting in me, Ram, Shiva, I can become anything. Satchamatka has been shown by some personalities, they say. And they say, wow, look at that. And Prabhupada said, who? Gadadhar Chatterjee. He used to call. This is Gadadhar Chatterjee. He calls himself Rat. Prabhupada in chastised. This is not for you. He said, they have destroyed the Vedic religion. They have destroyed. Otherwise, Prabhupada said, 5,000 years back, the whole world was following one religion, that is Vedic religion. Maharaj Yudhisthira was crowned the emperor of the whole world. So during his time, everything was Vedic. So you can see, who is the beginning of my life? Mayavadam Ashat Sastram. Prachanda Gaur Guru Bhav. That is in front of Maharaj, and my dear Devi, I will come in the form of a Brahmana Rupena Karina. I will come as a young Brahman boy in the Kali Yuga, and I will introduce the Mayavada. But Asat Shastra, Asat means what's false. Shastra, false doctrine, but it is prachanda means it is covered under guru bodham. Deeply it is like Buddha, yes, that is atheism. It is covered under the disguise of atheism. I will spread this Mahavada. So, Adi Shankar had to do the job. And everybody says, wow, it's very glorious. And they want to attach him. Because he became famous, we want to become famous. Because without this, without any goal of loving God. Can you imagine what a difference between appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu amongst them have? So, and he can convert to Mahaprabhu. He can convert to Pathans, the Muslims. He can convert anyone. Too bad the tradition is not in that case.
Precaution.
Yeah, that is my own. But British did not come. They came late. But they came and established in Gaurdesh themselves. So they were attracted like the moth. They landed in Calcutta and started East India Company. And it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur who started preaching in English to the Bhaktivinoda. So how this is coming in the historical revelations, these are, you know, attacks on that. Okay, thank you very much. Well done.